AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. There's a deal. A deal to limit Iran's nuclear program. In exchange, Tehran will get relief from billions of dollars worth of international sanctions that have been squeezing that country. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif.
We are reaching an agreement that is not perfect for anybody, but it is what we could accomplish, and it is an important achievement for all of us.
Sitting next to him this morning in Vienna, the European Union's Federica Mogherini.
I think this is a sign of hope for the entire world, and we all know that this is very much needed in these times.
So what's the deal? Our Matt Lee is in Vienna.
The U.S. and its partners are lifting some very serious and severe crippling sanctions that have really taken Iran's economy into the dumps. So the compromises were made on both sides, and yet there are a lot of people who are not going to be happy about this agreement.
Among them, the Israelis, who are calling this a bad mistake. The deal will keep Iran from producing enough material for a nuclear weapon for at least 10 years and set in place new provisions for inspections of Iranian facilities, including military sites. We'll hear from President Obama about this next hour. The son of a Boston police officer will be in court this afternoon, accused in a bomb plot intended to support the Islamic State group. 23-year-old Alexander Chikola is charged with plotting to set off bombs and execute students at a university while broadcasting their executions live online. We're told his father told authorities last fall his son had a history of mental illness. The notorious Mexican drug lord who busted out of a prison near Mexico City over the weekend had been planning this almost since the moment last year when he was captured. That's what we've learned from internal DEA documents. This is AP Radio News. Next hour, a NASA spacecraft will fly past Pluto at 31,000 miles per hour. Pluto is a small, icy world left unexplored until now.
Fasten your seatbelts. New Horizons has arrived at the Pluto system.
That's planetary scientist Alan Stern, the principal scientist monitoring this mission. The New Horizons spacecraft will snap photos and collect information on Pluto, the final destination for NASA on a planetary tour of the solar system. Astronomer Gerard Van Bell.
This is very significant because it basically completes the first reconnaissance of the solar system.
Back here on Earth, a tornado has touched down during a severe thunderstorm that moved through south central Kansas. No injuries that we know of. And in Kentucky, at least one person is dead and others missing after heavy rains caused flooding in eastern Kentucky. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.